Illinois is legally required to provide health care to people locked up in state prisons. But it's been a year since the state backed out of a massive contract with a private company charged with providing that care. And people incarcerated in Illinois say they're still not getting even basic medical attention for treatable conditions. Meanwhile, the Illinois Department of Corrections has been signing short-term deals with a different for-profit prison healthcare company called Centurion Health. My colleague Caitlin Washburn at the Chicago Sun-Times has been following the story and joins us now. Caitlin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melba.
So you heard from incarcerated people and their families who say the healthcare at Illinois prisons is still really bad. Can you give us an example of what people are still experiencing?
That's right. In the year since Centurion Health has taken over, not much has changed. We heard from one man named Charles King, who's over 60 years old and had gone in for some routine testing, and his prostate numbers came back really elevated and necessitated a referral to a urologist and further screening for cancer. He's waited many months now for that follow-up test and visit with a specialist. And we know that the longer that takes, and with serious conditions like cancer, that's precious time that you're wasting by not treating it.
But in a way, this is nothing new, right? I mean, can you give us an overview of what's been going on with the prison healthcare system here?
That's right. This is nothing new. Centurion's allegations are very similar to the ones that have been leveled against Wexford Health Sources, which was the previous provider for many years in Illinois. Several lawsuits were filed against Wexford over the years, and a class action lawsuit triggered a consent decree, which mandated that healthcare be improved in state prisons, and it had a very specific list of criteria, which a story I did earlier this year found that the state is falling short on the vast majority of those mandates. Centurion also comes to the state with a long list of allegations in other state prisons that people are denied care, that their care is delayed, their diseases and illnesses worsen to the point of further health complications and sometimes death.
Do you know if the Illinois Department of Corrections plans to contract with Centurion Health long term?
That is the big question. I asked IDOC that. The best they could give me was there are no updates at this time. Other than that, Governor J.B. Pritzker's office never got back to me for this story. Neither did Centurion, and neither did Wexford.
As part of your reporting, you talked to the John Howard Association, which is an independent prison monitor here in Illinois. Do they have any ideas on how to address the state's troubled healthcare system in the prisons?
I spoke with Jenny Vollen-Katz, who runs that organization, and she had several important points. A big one being that state lawmakers could be doing a lot more here. They have a lot more power than myself as a reporter and the general public does to ask critical questions of IDOC, to ask them to hold their contractors accountable. Jenny had a really powerful quote where she was like, this one-year contract is for $507 million. And she said, to see a number like that go toward healthcare that is still substandard and neglecting people is astonishing.
Whenever we have these conversations about how bad the prison healthcare is in Illinois, we sometimes get comments from folks who say, well, it's prison. It's not supposed to be pleasant. Why should the general public care about these issues?
For several reasons. People in prison have a constitutional right to health care, and they can't go out and go get a doctor's appointment on their own. They are dependent on the system they're incarcerated in to do that. It also costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to delay someone medical care because the treatment further down the line becomes much more expensive. The other thing is the vast majority of people return to society. So if they're returning with complex medical conditions that went untreated for many years, it's harder for them to return and be productive members of society after serving time.
That's Sun-Times reporter Caitlin Washburn. You can read more about medical care at Illinois State Prisons at wbez.org/prisoncast.